With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America is back stronger than ever before. That's President Trump's assessment. Addressing the nation last night, the president touted his economic and immigration policies.
In his primetime address, the president highlighted the core principle of his economic strategy.
Tariffs. My favorite word, tariffs.
He also touted his administration's approach to immigration.
We inherited the worst border anywhere in the world, and we quickly turned it into the strongest border in the history of our country.
The president criticized the Biden-era transgender policies and claimed he was fixing the mess he inherited nearly a year ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says that when it comes to Venezuela, his hard line should have been taken years ago. President Trump accuses the dictatorial socialist Maduro regime of stealing from the U.S.
Land, oil rights, whatever we had, they took it away because we had a president that maybe wasn't watching. But they're not going to do that. We want it back. They took our oil rights. We had a lot of oil there. As you know, they threw our companies out, and we want it back.
The Republican-led House has passed a health care bill that does not include the additional pandemic-era Obamacare subsidies. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson says the scope of the damage caused by historic flooding in his state remains unclear.
The impact on our infrastructure, for example, is profound. You know, there's just really no way to sugarcoat that. And frankly, we don't really even know the full scale of the impact when it comes to our infrastructure and what we're facing until we see those waters finally recede and get a chance to really evaluate what the situation is.
The audio from ComoNews.com. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 96 points. The Nasdaq futures, 200 points higher. This is SRN News. Why do people reject religious faith?
They are generally referred to as the nuns, atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds the most common reason people cite for rejecting faith is that they believe they can live moral lives without God. Other reasons for turning against religion include bad experiences at church, distrust of faith leaders, and the idea that one can be spiritual without being religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in California are investigating an attack on Hanukkah decorations outside a home in Redlands. Security camera footage shows someone in a car drive up to the house, shoot at the decorations with what appears to be a pellet gun, and shout "Free Palestine," along with some anti-Semitic slurs. The Anti-Defamation League of California is out with a statement calling the vandalism another dangerous and despicable act of violence impacting the Jewish community in Southern California. This is SRN News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she has a deal with state lawmakers to legalize medically assisted suicide.
In an op-ed in the Albany Times-Union Wednesday, Hochul said she supports the proposal but has made a deal with lawmakers to include guardrails in the measure before she signs it into law. Hochul, a Catholic, said she came to the decision after hearing from New Yorkers in the throes of pain and suffering, as well as their children, while also considering opposition from individuals of many faiths who believe that deliberately shortening one's life violates the sanctity of life. Julie Walker, New York.
FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino says he'll resign from his job as second-in-command at the Bureau next month. His decision ends a brief tenure during which he clashed with the Justice Department over the handling of the Epstein files. More details at SRNNews.com.